It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How about my guy Kirby Smart making $13 million? I'm to the point where I'm numb to this, that you could have said $20 million. And it's turned into monopoly money for me. And I come from a time where I covered football that it wasn't monopoly money. Assistant coaches got $75,000 a year in the 90s, which isn't bad money, but it's hardly life-changing money. Now assistant coaches get life-changing money. Now head coaches get insano money. I'm not surprised that he got a raise. I'm not surprised he's at $13 million. His deal should be to make a dollar more than the other highest paid coach in the nation, right?
I'm not surprised. I totally understand it.
But you're going to say he's not worth it, are you?
Kirby Smart specifically is not worth it.
Okay. And because I would disagree, two championships are on my side.
Coaching at Georgia is on my side. And this is not Ray Goss, Georgia. This is not even Mark Richt's Georgia. Georgia, after Mark Richt, and this is well documented, by the way, you know this, Dave, when Mark Richt was there, they had kind of a Notre Dame thing, but for the SEC, that's why they went so long without a national title, isn't it? They had a demand of like a certain level of integrity that they would carry themselves with the program, right? They wouldn't take certain players. They were quick to dismiss certain players, certain things like that. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
They threw all that out the window when they hired Kirby Smart. They basically said, we're tired of losing. And so they threw it all out the window. That doesn't mean that they're bad. I mean, I'm not saying that they became like have less integrity than Tennessee or anything like that, but they stopped having more integrity than everybody else. They said, we can't do this if we're going to win.
Agreed.
Once they stopped doing that, Georgia became, again, as I talked about, one of those top three jobs with LSU and Ohio State where just where a dog could go win a national title coaching at that school. Okay.
Well, I don't say a dog. Let's say the most average coach could win six games. How about that? That's realistic.
Okay, I would have said a bad coach could win six games. An average coach could win a national title at Georgia. Even okay, to a below average coach.
Well, Mark Richt was an above average coach.
Mark Richt was a great coach, but he was hamstrung by the integrity that Georgia lived by.
Well, exactly. But the point being, you don't have to. You're not going to be a good coach. My definition is not going to win a national championship. You've got to be a great coach. I mean, is Matt Brown a good coach or a great coach?
I think he's a good coach. And I think Les Miles is a bad coach, and he won a national championship. Ed Orgeron's a bad coach and won a national championship.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not going to necessarily argue with that. But Kirby Smart specifically, why is he not worth $13 million at Georgia? Because they have so much talent, because they have so much facilities. I don't think you're giving him very much credit for building that.
They're so loaded with talent, and I think they were pretty good before Kirby Smart got there with getting the talent in the door. keeping it because of their standards was the problem. And I think Kirby Smart, look, I just have to, yes, Kirby Smart won two straight national titles. He backed in 2021 after losing the SEC championship game. And then he broke through, went undefeated, and won it in 2022. But we're forgetting. I mean, Kirby Smart was at Georgia from 2016 to 2020. He was there for five full years before he won a national title. And he choked away the 2017 national title game because of poor coaching in the second half. I mean, that's factually true. And then 2018, 2019, couldn't get over the Alabama LSU humps. 2020, Dan Mullen beat him to win the East when Dan Mullen was at Florida. Dan Mullen's now fired. And so I don't think, put it this way. I don't think Kirby Smart's as rare of a coach as people think. I think he's a good coach. I think he might even be a great coach. I don't think he's Nick Saban great. I don't think he's that rare of a breed of a coach. I think you could replace Kirby Smart with about 10 other guys in college football.
Interesting. So our poll question that's up now, who will shake up the SEC more, Texas or Oklahoma? Texas with 88% of the vote, Oklahoma with 12% of the vote. And I'm going to replace that here in just one moment. But how many coaches do you believe could win two championships at Georgia and take that program from a B+ to an A+, which I would say it is?
I think there's a minimum of 10 coaches right now who could do it.
I was going to say six.
Yeah. Like, okay, if Lane Kiffin were at Georgia, you don't think he could win two national titles? I bet he'd do it earlier than Kirby Smart did it.
Could Lane, would Lane Kiffin win a championship at Georgia? I'm going to say he will. He would have. I think he would have hit the ground running, maybe even a little bit more. I don't remember Kirby Smart's record his first year, but Lane is really good out of getting talent out of guys that don't fit his system. Kirby Smart wants guys that fit his system. So I think Lane would have had better success, but I'm not willing to say that he would have won two championships. That to me is pretty lofty, Caleb. I think you're kind of dismissing that too easily.
I think Dabo could do it. If Dabo could do it at Clemson, he could do it at Georgia, where there's so much more talent at Georgia. So I would throw in Dabo. Well,
we're still less than six. You say 10. I would challenge you to come up with 10 off the top of your head. I just don't see that there's that many elite coaches out there. While Caleb does this, I'll remind you that our friends at Dynasty Pools and Spas has your spa. They deliver it all. It's all to you. The best spas right here in the United States of America, all the chemicals too, and they'll get them to you. With their delivery, just stop by that showroom in Athens. If you tell Off the Hook Sports sent you, tell them that Off the Hook Sports sent you, Dave Hooker, you get $500 off. You know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready. Because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
All right, Caleb, list them off one at a time. What coach could win two national championships in the time that it took Kirby Smart to do so at Georgia? And I'll tell you if I agree with him. If you come up with 10, I'm willing to eat crow.
You going to tee up Hank Kingsley for me?
I can.
All right. My guy Travis named one already on his list. So I've already named Dabo, and I've already named
Lane Kiffin.
And I named Lane Kiffin.
All
right, so I got two. All right. Dan Lanning at Oregon. He'd win two national titles.
Hey now.
Three.
All right.
Now where are you going?
Josh Heupel. Huh? Josh Heupel could win two national titles at Georgia.
Hey now.
Give you that.
All righty. I'm still rolling.
You are. You've gotten about to the point that I thought you'd start stumbling.
Dave's head is about to explode, but James Franklin.
That's crazy.
No, not accepting that one. That doesn't count. How many do we have?
How does that not count?
Okay. I have vetoed. How many do we have? For real?
Well, I have five. You're still stuck on four.
Wait, no. We're on four. We're a team. All right. So I'm not counting James Franklin, and you can't make me.
All right. Well, I'm going to name one guy who I'm about to name, if you can get to the college football playoff with Cincinnati, you can win two national titles with Georgia. So I'm going Luke Fickell, the Wisconsin coach.
That's crazy.
Luke Fickell?
He got to the playoff with the Group of Five school.
Okay. I'm not going Luke Fickell. We're at four.
You just don't want me to win.
No, I want you to win. I want you to prove me wrong.
Okay,
Franklin's a loser, says Colton. He's right.
Here's another one. He is a horrible human being, but Hugh Freeze would win two national titles at Georgia.
Oof.
He's a terrible human being, but he'd win two national titles.
All right, I'll give you that one because we split a little on the James Franklin, but I get benefit of the doubt of the next one because I gave you Lane too. So we're at five. You still haven't got me to 10. Fickell's
I'm still going to keep rolling on this. If they hired Dan Mullen out of retirement, he'd win two national titles.
No. You can't take anybody out of retirement. That's my rule.
Okay, fine. I can't take anybody. Okay, fine. All right, now I
admit, no Urban Meyer, no Nick Saban.
Okay. He's a little bit behind schedule of what I expected at LSU, but I still think he will do it at LSU. And because I think Brian Kelly will win two at LSU, I think he'd win two at Georgia.
Oh, well.
Hey, now.
Yes, I agree with that.
So we're at six. I'm not going to say Ryan Day because if he can't do it at Ohio State, he can't do it at Georgia. It's that simple. So I'm leaving Ryan Day out of it, but we're at six. I think Lincoln Riley could win two at Georgia.
That's crazy.
No, wouldn't have the defense. Are we still at five?
No, six. We're at six.
We're at my number, which is what I said it would be. If we end here, you're going to be like, that Dave, man, he continues to show me how smart he is every day.
Okay, here's another one. Again, I don't think this guy's a great coach, but I think he could win two national titles at Georgia. And he goes by the name of Steve Sarkisian.
Hey, now.
Yeah, Colton said it to Colton said A&M's new coach. I'm sorry, but Steve Sarkisian. Yes, I would say so.
I don't believe in this guy, but he proved me wrong last year. And if he could do this at Florida State, Mike Norvell can win.
Oh,
That's crazy.
Here's why that's crazy is I don't believe that Mike Norvell could do that in the SEC. He had a special year last year, but he was in the ACC. So I'm going to say no on Mike Norvell as we got you back, Caleb. Who's next?
Oh, wow. So we're still at seven because you won't give me Mike Norvell, even though he just went undefeated at Florida State. Okay. Dave's working overtime to not give me my wins.
Drew, I want you to win. I want great things for you.
Okay. All right. This is now I'm really going to make Dave's head explode. I think Mark Stoops could win two national titles at Kentucky.
That's crazy.
We're going to leave it at six.
Well, no, we already were at seven. You already gave me seven. Okay. So I already got.
And we met in the, then we met in the middle at seven. How about that?
I'm not trying to meet. Oh, wait. Mac Brown. He's coaching right now. He won a national title at Texas. If he can win it at Texas, he can win two at Georgia.
You suck.
You know I'm right. Am I not right?
There's no way at this point.
How? He won one at Texas.
There's no way.
He won one at Texas.
But he's, I think he's older than Methuselah at this point.
So? Oh, by the way, what about Kalen DeBoer? He got Washington to the playoff.
Okay.
Hey now.
That's eight.
So now I'll give you eight.
So as it turns out, Caleb and I together, as we usually are completely right. Sometimes on our own, we're wrong. But when we combine ourselves, we're absolutely right. All right.
We're the and Travis said the Utah coach, Kyle Whittingham. I would throw him in there too, but you know.
Hey now.
I'll give you nine. How about that?
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.